Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these lapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves crashing against you, it is apparent that for the time being, you are one of us. A traveler, visiting from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale. A tale of prowess. Layla woke with a jolt. Her sweat-covered bed creaked as she moved all of her stuffed animals just to make sure Mr. Wiggles wasn't hiding in her sheets again. Layla frantically pushed everything onto the floor. When she finally felt assured nothing was hiding in her bed, she laid back down and tried to relax. There was a window on the other side of the room. It was always bolted down to protect from any possible raiders or monsters. Outside, she could just barely see small specks of snow dotting the window. Polka dots disappearing and reappearing. Made of the same material, but not the exact shape. Layla tried to relax, but she began to feel her feet becoming colder. Her head became heavy, not in a fatigued way. It was as if someone's hand was on her forehead and slowly pushing her down. Deeper into the springs of the bed. Layla was calm as she knew what was next. She blinked, opening her eyes to what looked like a human above her. But this human's face seemed almost melted away as if it was dripping onto the floor. The melted eye still worked, looking around, blinking, while the other was oversized. Other than that, he looked human, wearing a black sweater and jeans. Layla's heart didn't beat any quicker, nor did she shake. These were her night terrors. Some manifesting due to stress, some because of trauma. Either way, this figment didn't speak. They never do. And just looked at her. Layla wondered why she hadn't seen Mr. Wiggles. That's the most common terror she has. Layla, still pinned by her own imagination, darted her eyes around to see if there was anyone else she could recognize. Other than a couple moving shadows, there were none. Only this thing. As night terrors normally go, this thing stayed for about 5 minutes then left. Layla was glad, but now she became a little more thirsty, so she walked out of her room and down the hallway to the water purifier. The kitchen was downstairs, but they always kept some extra water right next to her mother's room, for Layla, just in case she can't sleep. Her little hands barely fit around the small glass, and as she had to get on her tippy toes to reach the water jug, she was still able to do it. Her mother always called her resourceful. Layla sat on the floor of the upstairs hallway in the darkness, when there was a small scuffle downstairs, and then a whisper coming from the stairs leading down to the lower level. "Layla, can you hear me?" It was her mother's voice. Layla walked to the edge of the stairs with her water. "Layla, the generator outside is busted, and we could really use your help." Layla stared down the stairs. She could not see her mother. The stairs leading to darkness. Just as Layla was about to ask, "Why are you whispering?" the door to her mother's room opened, slowly creaking to ajar. Beyond the door was also darkness, somehow even more dark than downstairs. The door spoke. "Don't go in there. We heard it too." Her mother's voice again. "I don't know how they got in. They will leave in the morning. Go to your room now." Layla turned to go back to her room when she spotted a face at the bottom of the stairs. It glowed slightly. Light static, but was also rubbery and shiny. It didn't look like her mother. Layla ran back down the hallway to her room, closed the door, and locked it. She felt cold again. But this time, it wasn't just her feet. The window was open, letting in the polka dots. Then a knock at the door. "Honey, you can't stay in there forever. Please just come out." The voice beyond the door kept repeating the phrase over and over, continuing to knock. Layla ran underneath the bed, hoping that somehow something would happen, praying that it would all go away. Then she saw the face peeking underneath the bed. It was almost like it had no body, just a rubbery, static face. Something jolted inside Leia as she screamed. It tried to pull her out from underneath the bed. But just as she began to say help, it stopped. Layla could hear the crunching of something above her. She stayed underneath the bed for a while until a familiar voice said, "It is safe." Layla slowly got out of the bed and stood. Wearing a top hat and a tux was Mr. Wiggles. Layla was in shock. I thought you were only... The man stood. "Not anymore. You brought me here. I thank you. You should clean yourself up. There's a lot you don't know." Mr. Wiggles handed her a towel and a mirror. He lit a candle and held it up so she could see. In the mirror, the floating candle illuminated, the blood pouring down her cheeks and nose, and the soft glow of red in her eyes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Tales of Prowess. If you want to support us, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Find This Podcast. There is also a link at the bottom of the description if you'd like to support us there as well. This episode was written and narrated by Philip Jones, and the score was composed by Abigail Hines. Thank you, and have a great rest of your day. We'll see you for the next episode of Tales of Prowess.